Women have a natural abundance mindset, which is why they overwhelmingly initiate divorce and breakups. So what I'm saying is that guys need to also have an abundance mindset where they can walk away from the girl, because most girls hold their leverage in most relationships and guys have no power in their relationship. And what I'm saying is that
I don't know how that's true. Like, women fare worse than men in almost every degree after divorces. So the idea of pretending,
what are you talking about?
They make more money. They have better dating strategies afterwards. Men just do better than women in almost every single metric post-divorce.
What? Bro?
No. Google it. Financial outcomes, divorce, men versus women. You can look it up. But you guys, what? You guys know this on your podcast. If you were scrolling through Tinder and you see some dude is like, oh, single dad, that's like, whatever. For some women, that might even be a plus. He's got a kid, he's a cool dude, whatever. If you see single mom, what are you assuming? That she lives in the fucking Hamptons and she's in Beverly Hills?
So you're telling me,
single mom, she's probably lit as fuck. No shot.
They get wiped up all the time, bro. Listen.
Single moms get wiped up all the time?
Come on.
Single motherhood in a lot of communities is like one of the most destructive aspects to families. And it's really hard for single moms to find another guy, because guys would rather not raise another kid than a woman be willing to jump into the guy with his own kid.